whatever their true identity may be, this is a major breakthrough in the fight against terror in the northeastern part of Nigeria. It's a major achievement for the security forces who have been making a lot of progress in the fight against terror. And for the Jonathan administration, it is also a great achievement and a clear reaffirmation, illustration, demonstration of President Jonathan's well-stated commitment to ensure that the people who have been captured by terrorists are freed and that they are freed alive. But we must keep our fingers crossed and wait until the true identity of the girls and the women is established. But whatever it is, they are human beings. This is news that should gladden the heart of every lover of human freedom in every part of the world.
So has President Jonathan been informed about this development?
Certainly, you can be sure that he will have been informed. I mean, this is the biggest news of the day in Nigeria. And, you know, there is joy, excitement all over the country that this has happened.
I know you mentioned this is a vindication, but did it come too little, too late?
Well, I don't know what you mean by that. If what you mean is that this could have come before the elections, I think, well, I mean, the war against terror was a continuing operation. But I think that, you know, the good news is that persons in captivity have been rescued. And this has happened in the life of the Jonathan administration. President Jonathan is leaving office on May 29. And I think that personally, he too must be very happy, and he is, that, you know, lives have been saved and that, you know, the operation in the Northeast has recorded this huge success. The identity of the girls, whether they are from Chibok or from wherever, the fact that these are human beings who have been rescued from the captivity of terrorists is very good news. That is more important to him than political ambition.